Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider, dictator in a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on Loretta Roshon, R-O-S-H-O-N. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 10-13-22, Mrs. Roshon performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and was a moderate impairment in flow rates. Period, the air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was about 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 4-12-22, there's been no significant change, period, new paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Aaron Ashlock, A-S-H-L-O-C-K. This goes to the VA. On 10-13-22, Mr. Ashlock performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was very minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 6-15-21. The current study is equal to the post-bronchodilator study in the past, period, new paragraph impression, normal study. Next, six-minute walk test on Robert Milner, M-I-L-N-E-R. This goes to Dr. Christo Swan. On 10-13-22, Mr. Milner performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%, period. After walking 130 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 90%, period. He is somewhat impaired from his myasthenia gravis, period. New paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Francis with an I. Kimball. This goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP. On 10-13-22, Mr. Kimball performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Patrick Moore. This goes to Jason Honecker, PA. On 10-13-22, Mr. Moore performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 6-23-22, there's been no significant change period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Stephen Hawthorne. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 10-13-22, Mr. Hawthorne performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 6-8-22, there's been no significant change. Period, new paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Thank you.